R. Kelly's lawyer compares him to Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. during closing arguments in sex abuse case. By Warner Todd Houston on September 24, 2021. In closing arguments in his sex abuse trial, R. Kelly's attorney said that the music mogul was forcing the government to be held accountable, just like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did when he was leading the Great Campaign for Civil Rights. Kelly, who was arrested in 2019, has been accused of a long list of sexual abuse crimes allegedly perpetrated against multiple male and female victims. Attorney Devereaux Kanick attempted to put a pious spin on Kelly's defense. In his closing arguments, Kanick was heard saying that, like the famed civil rights leader, Kelly was forcing the government to prove its case beyond reasonable doubt, just like King did when he fought the government over civil rights, the New York Post reported. Kanick even quoted from King's famous speech, "I've been to the mountaintop," and noted that both Kelly and King mounted protests against the government to bring fairness to all the people. "Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of the press," Kanick proclaimed in the courtroom. Like King, Kanick said Kelly was trying to force the government to be true to what's on paper. Kanick went on to say that the prosecution's claim that Kelly recruited women for his pleasures was false and that the government induced witness to lie on the stand. Not all of Kelly's lawyers have been so effusive. In June, two of his attorneys quit the case because they felt it was impossible to defend him for what he has been alleged. Prosecutors also recently wrapped up their case asking jurors to make Kelly pay for his actions. "It is now time to hold the defendant responsible for the pain he inflicted on each of his victims," Assistant U.S. Attorney Elizabeth Geddes said in her closing statements on Thursday. "It is now time for the defendant, Robert Kelly, to pay for his crimes. Convict him." Geddes added that Kelly had so manipulated the women in his circle that their wills had been broken. Referencing a graphic sex video shown to the jurors, Geddes reminded jurors of the scene where Kelly purportedly grabs a young woman by the hair and forces her to perform oral sex on a man because her will had been broken. Kanick, though, pushed back on that by insisting that none of the women in question had ever been forced to do anything against their will. All the graphic videos the jurors saw, Kanick claimed, were consensual. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.